Thank you.
There's Bill.
Yep.
You made it under the water. We just adjourned the meeting. convened the meeting.
Excuse me.
Please stand for prayer, and then we'll say the pledge allegiance. Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us be mindful of this holy week, that we will continuously reflect on the gifts you've given us and the salvation. In your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For agendas, we have one item on tonight's agenda, and that is under new business. If there is no motion to either amend or add to, in any way to tonight's agenda, I'll take a motion to approve.
I move.
I got a motion by Jim.
I second.
Second by Brad. Any further comments, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We will approve our remaining minutes at the next meeting on the 28th. Is that right? Yeah, 28th. Is that right, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, and claims as well. Comments from the public on agenda items. Anyone out there wish to comment on the agenda tonight? Okay. Under ordinances and resolutions, we have none. Unfinished business, we have none. Under new business, the reason for tonight's special meeting is the development agreement. And I know there's been a lot of back and forth. We have a signed document from Clarion Partners here. Jake and Paul, if you would speak to us as far as the final results here.
Yes, sir. What we've tried to do is memorialize what you all voted on our last meeting. At our last public meeting, you passed three separate tax abatements for the property. You had passed a resolution waiving sanitary sewer tap-in fees, and you set forth, or at least the Redevelopment Commission set forth, that they were going to put up $250,000, anything in excess of Clarion Partners or LIP would make up the difference. Instead of putting it into a bond, they wanted to put it into an escrow, which I don't see any problem with that at all. You know, we would agree what the escrow company would be, how long it would be held, that the escrow company couldn't release the funds until both parties mutually consented to it. So it's not uncommon to do that in an escrow. So then in return for what we're giving up, paragraph four, they're going to 4A, they will install a sanitary sewer system necessary to support the project according to mutually agreed upon design and specifications. Thereafter, LIT will connect and convey said sewer system to the town for long-term operation and maintenance according to the conveyance utility easement. B, LIT in its assigns agrees not to appeal the property tax assessment to an amount lower than the amount presented in SB1. I added the last sentence, this provision shall run with the property until expiration or revocation of the abatements. While we do not anticipate if LIT makes a substantial investment, you never know what it's going to hold if they were to sell it to someone else. This, without that provision, this would come into play and say, well, it's not LIT or their assigns. We would make sure that this is assignable so that they could for the 10 years of the abatement, or if they don't do what they're supposed to do, you can always correct. And then C, I know, Kenny, you spoke at the last public meeting regarding the easement. As you'll see presented in front of you, there was Exhibit C. This diagram right here, it shows where the last 250 linear feet, that they provided us an additional 10 feet width onto the property so that we could make sure to do whatever type of improvements we need to for Butler Drive. Mr. Conlon, I know that was important to you, so we've gotten that knocked out. I think that's about it.
Just pause with that easement. Is that going to give
I mean, they couldn't ask for anything any nicer than to have that. I mean, because
the property line actually goes up to his garage.
Absolutely. Okay. So, I mean, no, it was a very good concession.
Okay.
And then something that we came up, we kind of went back and forth today, and I would be remiss if I didn't at least bring it up, and then Paul, you can kind of speak to it, and I'm not the Redevelopment Commission's attorney, and he's not present, and again, he hasn't had an opportunity to review this, but with the $250,000, you know, what they're willing to put up, there's not a timeframe. And so my only concern is that we're all at least cognizant on the idea that if it takes LIT 2-3 years to finally attract a tenant where they're going to build this out, I want to make sure that there's the $250,000 there, because this is contractually obligating us to come up with those funds. However, if the town's gone so far as to pass these resolutions and waive sewer tap fees, I'm sure you all could come up with $250,000, whether it's through edit funds, floating a bond, what have you. But again, that's going to be the discretion of the Redevelopment Commission. But I wanted everybody to understand that there is no time constraint on that. So
because this is Redevelopment Committee money that's being obligated here through their bond, correct?
Well, it through the contract, yes, sir. But what I'm getting at is, again, we don't know what's going to happen in 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. If there's a brand new administration on redevelopment, if a lot of these members aren't here, I'm not here, who knows? We don't want to, we would be in breach of this contract if we couldn't come up with $250,000.
Okay.
However, Paul, you can speak to, you know, a project of this size, it's not uncommon to come up with that type of money for it, so.
Yeah, you know, in the event that we do have to come up with the money, we've got the return on the investment coming in through the investment through the TIF. So, I mean, Mike and I have discussed this, and generally we think that's a, it is a concern that I appreciate Jake bringing up, but I think all in all, I think that it's a liability that I think is acceptable to keep on the books in order to help facilitate this project. Because when the project does go, you know, the investment, yes, the abatement kicks in, but the investment will kick in once they close on the property. The return of the difference from where the assessed value is now to when it's reassessed as commercial, because they went through the rezoning process. Right now it's just assessed at ag rates. So when that assessment goes back up, in theory, as each year ticked along, we would recoup that $250,000.
But we're still going to realize, I believe, around $60,000 a year anyways through tax, but
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, as far as the real property is concerned. Mm-hmm. Not the improvements, but the real property.
So, you did not want us to be put in the risk of violating the
I just
contract.
Wanted us to be aware of what we're entering into. I don't think it's something we shouldn't enter into. It's just, all right, before the Redevelopment Commission, you know, dedicates or backs anything with TIF money, just know that you have a $250,000 liability on the road.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's all that I have. Y'all have any questions in regards to this development agreement?
Jim, thanks for bringing it up, though.
Yeah, no problem.
Brad?
No, sir.
Michelle, financially wise?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No further questions? Any other comments on it, Paul?
No, sir.
Thank Mike?
No.
All right. If there are no other comments or questions, I'll call for a motion to approve signing of the development agreement as presented.
I'll make a motion. Sign the agreement that is presented before us.
Okay, I got a motion by Brad to sign the development agreement.
I'll second.
And second by Bill. Do I have any further comments or questions? Okay, with that said, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Unanimous of the 3-0. Okay, now we'll execute the document here. Town Council.
Signature line for you, so you can be online. And then after this is all signed, do you want to retain this or do you want me to get it, scan it in, and then bring it back to your, however you want to handle it? I don't know what document.
Mike, there's a signature line here for you as well.
Yeah, I need a copy of that.
Yeah, let's see. Pass this down to Michelle for her notary. I think there you go.
You want Mike to sign this first?
Yes.
I didn't provide all the attachments and exhibits.
So it's going to
be about a
60-page
document.
I gotta say, it's better use
of our money than adult bar. And Michelle, I filled in my type one is for their difference. So one of them says for the town, one says for the Redevelopment Commission. You go to sign.
Okay.
I
tell you, as stubborn as a man as that old man Dice was, boy, if he would've known this long now ago, he'd had it changed. He'd made a move that road. He was pretty mean old guy.
Determined.
Huh?
Determined.
Yeah, I don't know. You never run no fishing in the back of a place like I did when I was a kid, I can tell you.
Okay.
I'll make the copy.
Whatever you, however you want.
And I'll scan it and I'll put it in your box tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt. When you do scan it, would you mind also email it to me?
Okay.
Thank you.
Michelle, would you mind copying me on that? It's okay.
Thank you. Because I know the developers wanted a copy of it ASAP.
Okay. With that, no further new business, staff reports. Kenny, do you have anything to add? Chief? Town attorney?
Briefly, was emailing back and forth with Mr. Vincent Thacker today. He'll probably want to be on the agenda requesting approval for an attorney for BZA, some support there from the council.
Yeah.
Obviously, you all would have to appropriate some funds. And
okay.
Then also, he would probably request what process he wants to put it out, you know, how you all did 5 years ago for open interviews and things like
sure.
that.
Sure. Okay.
So just want to give you a heads up.
All right, that's fine. All right. Mr. Lemaster?
No, sir.
Ms. Conley?
No, sir.
Mr. Amos?
No, sir.
Michelle?
No.
And I have nothing else. Any comments from the audience?
I'd just like to thank the town council and Paul Kenny and everybody who worked on this thing. I think it's going to be an excellent project for the town in the coming years. But you know, hopefully we'll get some good jobs out of this thing. That's what we're hoping for.
It wasn't a quick process, but I think we've accomplished it the right way. And I think that's what's important.
Perfect.
All right. I have nothing else to say. With that, I take on a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion. Goes meet.
Got a motion by Brad. Do I have a second?
Second.
A meeting adjourned at 6:14.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
See you later.